Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
Every show makes picks, but this show actually makes picks that'll put money in your pocket. We've got nearly 10 years of evidence to back it up. Buckle in and get your wallets ready as BT pops on his shades and becomes Sharp Tierney.
Okay. All right. As I said, we got to own it. Last week, not good. 2-7-1. However, on the season, still a pretty healthy 37-31-2. That's just about 55%. All-time 408 wins in the eight-year history of Tiki and Tierney. 408, 339, and 29. Now, Tiki, if you notice, I've dialed it down a bit. The earring is gone. The hat is gone. The jacket's gone. It feels as if Sharp Tierney may have been spending a little too lavishly with his winnings, you know, kind of getting a little reckless, getting a little sloppy. So we've got to get back to our relatively humble beginnings and start cranking out the winners.
Chewbacca will give you good luck.
Oh, yes. I'll take it. I'll take it after 2-7-1. Now, we got three college, seven pros. And, you know, I'm going to do something today that we have not done all year. But if you're a fan of the show and a fan of the segment, you know FNS. What does it mean? FNS. Friday night special. Not one. I got two. All right, here we go. We start in the Big Ten. All right, Minnesota's at Maryland. The over-under is 61. Minnesota's 0-1. Maryland's 0-1. We know about Minnesota. 24 points. They didn't score much. They lost. They lost to a good Michigan team, obviously, but they barely cracked 300 yards of total offense. They did not move the ball proficiently against Michigan. And then you look at Maryland and you say, well, what did Maryland do? Well, they lost 43-3 to Northwestern, not Clemson, Northwestern. And they only scored or only, you know, had 200-plus yards barely. They were 3rd-and-11 on third downs, and they only ran for like 64 total yards. What am I saying? I'm saying go with the under. The over-under is 61. This is a Friday night special. Yeah, I know it's not really fun rooting for the under, especially for a Friday night special, but I'm looking at the numbers. I'm looking at the trends. Under 61, Minnesota, Maryland. Let's go. There's number one. Back on the old train, Tiki. How about this? I told you not one, but two Friday night specials. And here is number two in the American Conference, SMU. 5-1 on the season, hosting Navy. Navy is 3-up and 3-down. However, let's face it, Navy, that triple option, kind of scuffling, but when it's at its apex, it's a little better than this. Put it that way. I know the Mustangs had a rough game against Cincinnati. However, the Bearcats have five horses up front. They have some meat. That's why Cincy was able to run the ball as well as they did. Now, SMU, rightfully so, they plummeted down the rankings. They're number 22 in the country. But they are the better, more consistent team, period. So I think last week will prove to be the anomaly. It's a 12.5-point number. I'm going to lay it. I'm going to go with the Stangs. The game is in Dallas. Listen, if this was a better Navy team, I wouldn't touch it. I respect the academies. I like to ride Army a lot. I just don't think Navy's anything. No, I just don't think they're not that good this year. So I'm going to go with SMU. Lay the 12 and a hook. Give me the Stangs. There we go. Win number two. All right. Hey, talked a lot about Justin Fields today, Teague. Why not incorporate the Buckeyes? They're at Penn State tomorrow night, 7:30, Happy Valley. Is it a whiteout? I don't know. But when Ohio State is done, it's going to be a blackout because they are going to beat the tar out of Penn State, despite the last three of the last four games being, you know, a couple of points here or there. They've been very tight. Listen, I mean, Penn State, how many more opt-outs and injuries can you deal with before you actually just become a team that is not equipped to deal with the arsenal that the Buckeyes are about to empty on you? This is where we are with Penn State, Ohio State, 12 points, a little less than a couple of touchdowns. And listen, they hung 52 this past weekend against Nebraska. You know about Justin Fields. He threw one incomplete pass, a couple of touchdowns as well. He's going to look, with Lawrence not playing, I'm not saying he's going to win the Heisman, but without Trevor Lawrence playing, he's going to look to really boost up that resume. Give it a buck, guys. Lay the 12. And I like Penn State. I've been to a few games there. A couple of my buddies went there. I got a lot of respect for the Nittany Lions, but the Buckeyes, this will be a non-competitive game for the first time in a while. Give me the Bucks. All right, so we're going with the under in Minnesota, Maryland, Ohio State, and SMU. NFL, Colts, -2.5 at the Detroit Lions. Now, the Colts are coming off a bye. Darius Leonard's going to play. Rivers is starting to get a little bit of a vibe here. He's starting to play pretty well, coming off a nice game. And, you know, here's a question, Detroit fans. You guys going to actually mess around and save Matt Patricia's job? Don't do that. You're not going to actually do that. I think that while I believe, and I've seen them, the Lions' offense is pretty good. I mean, you got Stafford, you got Galladay, you got a good tight end who caught that sick pass, that great win last week. I'm not trying to hate on poor Detroit, but the Colts inside of a field goal, well-rested, off the bye, Darius Leonard back on that defense, and he's great. I'm going to take the Colts. I'm going to lay the 2.5 and feel pretty good. What? Yeah, I got it. Lay the 2.5. Take the Colts. Let's go. Take the Colts. Come on. This guy, Teak, this guy's bothering me. If they weren't so connected, I'd have to cut them off. But you can't really do that once you're entrenched in this world, you know? They get your hooks in. They get the hooks in you. Can't run away from these. Relax. I got some winners. All right. Bills. Hey, listen. If you're going to have a take on the radio, right, if you're going to say something, as I said about the Patriots earlier today, that they're done, their season's over, don't even waste your time buying, then you better back it up with some energy behind a pick. Give me the 5-2 Buffalo Bills at -4, hosting the Patriots. They are going nowhere, 2-4, no talent. The for sale sign is in front of the building, as it should be. Listen, Stephon Gilmore tweaked his knee in practice. Edelman's not playing. How the hell are they going to score any points? Camp looked awful. Give me the Bills. I'm laying the 4 and feeling good about it. Give me Buffalo. All right. I went under in one of the time for an over. Let's mix it a little over here. Raiders at the Browns. Over under is what? 50.5. All right, that seems relatively manageable here. Why? Well, because the Raiders have scored in their three wins, they're 3-3. They've scored 40, they've scored 39, and they've scored 34 in the wins. When they win, they score. The Browns, who are 5-2, even without Chubb, they're still scoring. Even without OBJ the rest of the season. They've had two stinkers against the Steelers and the Ravens, obviously. And for their season, they need to fix that. 13 total points in those two games. But in their five wins, they've scored 35, 34, 49, 32, 37. They score. The Raiders score. Raiders' defense is not good. I also think that Garrett could get a strip sack, short field, quick score. Over. I'm going over. 50.5, Raiders and the Browns over. All right, my team, the losers, taking on the Kansas. What's the spread now? Joey, what's the spread? It's up to 30. Kansas City's laying 30. They should be. They're actually laying 19.5 in actuality. Wow. The Jets, I'll say their name. They can't score. They can't stop anybody. Kansas City's great. They're 6-1. Jets are winless here. Perriman's out. Crowder's out. Go get him, Sammy. I saw a stat today. It's like, it was Denzel Mims actually looked okay. I was pretty pumped up about that, at least from my point of view. But for this game, I think that Patrick Mahomes is sitting on the bench midway through the third quarter. Pads are off. He's done. The Jets might score 10 points, and the Chiefs might score 50. So, yeah, it's a big spread, 19.5. I get it. And the Jets are theoretically a professional football team. Lay the night. This thing has 43-6, 51-10. And I took the Jets last week with the 12.5 against the Bills, and I won that game, one of the few games that I won. Jets will get dismantled, 19.5. Lay it before it goes up, which it will. Saints at the Bears, over under 43.5. We touched on this game before. You know, Teague, I'm not going to get too deep into the analysis here. What I will say is this. I look at I said this last week. During this, I look at over-unders actually before I even look at point spreads. In my experience, I don't want to say anything's a given because it's obviously not. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called gambling. But for some reason, my success rate, which has been good across the board, but even a little bit better with over-unders, it resonates with me. It's one of those things you look at it. How does it make sense to you? I don't know. It just makes sense to me. And I looked at the over-unders, and it's the second lowest over-under of the week. Now, the Bills and the Pats is 41. I generally try to find one that I just think is low. And 43.5 is low for a pro game. Yeah, I know. We talked about the Bears' offense can't score. But you never know when Drew has a bounce-back game. You never know when Nick Foles clicks a little bit, scores 17, 20 points, whatever. I'm going over. It's a low number. Over Saints-Bears, 43.5. D-cell's on point. Gotta love it. Teak, how do you think I'm doing so far, buddy? You like what you're hearing? Attaboy. Hey, we have the Wookiee reading the bookie, but now we have the other form. We got the Wookiee, the real bookie. He's taking bets over there. The Wookiee making book. We got the Titans now, -6 at the Bengals. Tennessee's a terrific team. They almost came back and beat the Steelers, 5-1. You know, our buddy Kyle Brandt, he does a segment on Good Morning Football, Angry Runs. It's a good segment, good show, good talent. I mean, they're all good. He's got that angry runs where you just pound people. This is an angry game. The Titans are going to be ticked off and pissed, and they should be, because they did not play particularly well, although late they did. And, you know, that undefeated record went by the wayside. They're playing the Bengals, who are 1-5-1. Now, Joe Burrow's, Joe's making plays. I mean, Joe made that touchdown, threw that pass before Baker Mayfield had the sick connection, two of them, to lead the last-second win with 11 seconds to go. I'm not saying the Bengals are absolute roadkill here. I'm not saying it's going to be 40-7 throttling. The Bengals are going to score a little bit because the Titans' defense is not that good. Their offense is certainly better than their defense, but I'm going to lay the 6. Give me Tennessee. It's a get-right, angry win kind of a game. You know, flex again to the rest, say, hey, we are still what you thought we were. Give me the Titans -6. This might surprise you. You know, Wookie, Tiki, whoever's going to answer me here, Chewy. Dallas +9.5. I took Dallas last week. And, I mean, you look like an absolute moron when you get destroyed the way they got destroyed. My bad. Listen, I don't think Philly, we know Philly's nothing special right now. They're better than Dallas. I'm not saying that Dallas is going to win the game. I had this weird premonition, Teak, this kid who's coming in from James Madison. You're going to think I'm crazy. I think he's going to like wind up being their next Tony Romo. I think that this kid's going to actually be pretty good. You cannot convince me that with CeeDee Lamb, with Amari Cooper, with Michael Gallup, with, I know the O-line's not good, but with Ezekiel Elliott, with a decent tight end, you can't convince me that Dallas can't score some points to cover the 9.5. So I'm going to take those healthy 9.5 points, stick them in the back pocket, watch an ugly game between two teams going nowhere, but I'm going to take Dallas +9.5. Wookie, Teak, what do you think? Good or bad? All right, that was a positive roar. I will take that. So, in summation, we got two Friday night specials. One is in the Big Ten. The under, Minnesota at Maryland, 61. There's one for you. The other game tonight, SMU -12.5, hosting a less than vintage Navy team, shall we say. Give me the Stangs laying the 12 and a hook. Give me the Buckeyes to beat up on Penn State, who is beating up themselves right now. Lost to Indiana, and they're not healthy. Buckeyes -12. I like the Ohio State squad to win big. Give me the Colts -2.5 in Detroit. Bills -4 to blitz the Pats. They're done. Over, under, over. 50 and a hook. Raiders and the Browns. Fun game. Good AFC matchup. The Chiefs to wipe the floor with my miserable team. Lay the 19.5. They'll destroy the Jets. Saints at the Bears. Over, under, over. 43.5. Maybe unconventional, but that's okay. Titans -6 over the Cincinnati Bengals. That is in Cincinnati. Not that it really matters. Not a lot of fans there. And or anywhere. Dallas +9.5. I'm going back to the Dallas well once more with a lot of points. Dallas to cover. Maybe a little backdoor cover, but to cover a healthy number against the Philadelphia Eagles. So, there you go. Sharp Tierney.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.